It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're in Tracy tonight.
Tonight's Camden Conference Championship game between the TMB Panthers and the Dawson Boys Blackjacks. This is Mitchell Stilty broadcasting with Paul Ramo. Unfortunately, Paul Ramo's got a little bit of
laryngitis
going on, so he can't talk a whole lot. So we'll just try and keep
all
this
right.
Short and sweet. And
yep.
I'll go right into the stats for both teams. For Dawson Boyd, they represent the Camden Conference North. They have an overall record of 22 wins and 3 losses. Currently, Dawson Boyd ranks number 2 in Class A in the state of Minnesota. They have a conference record of 16-0, and they currently have a 46-game winning streak in the conference. That is including a conference championship game, 46 games in a row for Dawson Boyd, going for 47 here tonight. They have a section record of 14-0. They're number 1 in the subsection, Section 3A North, and number 1 overall in the entire section of Section 3A. They have an away record of 10-0. They have a 13-game win streak dating back to last season in true road games. Come in averaging 80 points per game on offense. They give up 49 points per game on defense for a plus 31 point per game differential. That's good enough for number 1 in the Camden Conference in all 3 of those categories. They currently are on a 12-game winning streak, and they're coming off a big-time win against state-ranked Montevideo Thunderhawks. They won that game 80-66. Dawson Boyd comes in as the back-to-back Camden Conference champions. They're looking for a three-peat here this evening. They won 2 years ago down versus RTR. I believe that score is 72-70. And they defeated Mineota last year in Dawson for the Camden Conference Championship by a final score of 58-53. Dawson Boyd comes in 9-10 versus TMB dating back to the 2006-07 season. Dawson Boyd's won 3 straight versus TMB. They defeated TMB earlier this season by a final score of 91-67, and that game was played here in TMB. And this will be the first time that Dawson Boyd and Tracy Milroy Ballatin has played in the conference championship game since the 2007-2008 season. That year, Dawson defeated TNB in the conference championship 74-55 in Dawson. Now for TNB, they come in they're from the Camden Conference South. They have an overall record of 21-5. They have a conference record of 15-1. That one loss was to Dawson Boyd earlier this season. And they have a section record of 16-3. Their home record this year is 8-3. They average 78 points per game on offense. They give up 59 points per game on defense for a plus 19 point per game differential. It's good enough for the number 2 offense, the number 3 defense behind Dawson Boyd and Central Minnesota Christian, and the number 2 point per game differential in the Camden Conference. This is the first time TMB has won the South since the 2021-22 season. They lost to Central Minnesota Christian in the conference championship that year. They're 9-1 in the last 10 games. They're coming off a 63-66 loss to state-ranked Springfield. Springfield ranked number 8 in Class A in Minnesota. They're 10-9 versus Dawson Boyd dating back to the 2006-07 season. And they're looking for their first win versus Dawson Boyd since the 2021-22 season where they won 64-61. and they're looking for their first win at home versus Dawson Boyd since the 2020-21 season, where they won 63-41. And I think that'll wrap up our Subway pregame show. Thanks for listening, and we'll send it back to the studio, and we'll come back after the national anthem.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Sussers, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs, and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 Sports Booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota.
Welcome back to TMB High School. We just finished up with our playing for the national anthem, and now both teams are going through for their starting lineups this evening. And first for Dawson Boyd, We have starting at guard, 6 foot junior guard, number 0, Gunnar Liebel. And then number 3, a 6 foot sophomore guard, Carson Stratmone. Number 5, a 6'8 senior guard, number 5, Grayson Voigt. We have a 6'7 senior forward, number 10, Drew Yomlin, and a 6'3 sophomore guard, number 12, Jackson Hastett. Dawson Boyd is coached by Corey Larson, assisted by Kiefer Stratmone, Justin Yomlin, and Jason Boyd. And for TMB, their starters, number 2, a 5'9 junior guard, Griffin Zick. 3, a 6 foot senior guard, Noah Nakamos. Number 5, a 6'3 senior guard, Alex Munson. Number 15, a 6 foot senior guard, Trevor Smith. And number 20, a six foot senior forward, Taylor Swinhout.
And our starting lineup's brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. Here we go, Mitch. It's going to be fun.
Yep, time for the point. Grayson Voigt versus Alex Munson. The tip won by Dawson Boyd's Grayson Voigt. Now Gunnar Liebel slowly dribbling up the court. TMB looks like they're in the zone defense to start off, maybe man-to-man. Drew Yaman has it on the wing. He drives baseline, dishes it off, goes wild out to Gunnar Liebel. Gunnar Liebel finds Jackson Hastett underneath. Shot up, missed, rebounded by Dawson Boyd, Grayson Voigt. Shot missed, rebounded by TMB. Now TMB bringing it up the court. Number 5, Alex Munson, drives into the lane, shoots it over Dawson Boyd. No good, rebounded by Drew Yomlin.
Nice rebound there by Yomlin.
That was a great job by Yomlin going up the high point. That rebound. Now Carson Stratmone has it for Dawson Boyd. Gets it to Gunnar Liebel at the top of the key. Gunnar looking around, seeing who's past it. Gets it to Drew Yomlin. Back out to Carson Stratmone. He gets it over to Gunnar. Gunner dribbles into the lane, pulls up, short-range jump shot, good for Gunner.
There's your first point of the game, Gunner Liebel.
First point of the game for Dawson Boyd. Score is now 2-0 for Dawson Boyd. Now Griffin Zick has the ball for TMB, past Trevor Smith. He shoots for 3, no good, air ball, rebounded by TMB. Great effort by Trevor Smith to keep it in bounds. No, that's Alex Munson, excuse me. Alex Munson drives into the lane, kicks it to Zick in the corner for 3, no good. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd, Drew Yomlin.
Another nice rebound by Yomlin.
Gunnar Liebel has it now for Dawson Boyd. He gets it inside to Drew Yomlin into the paint. Drew dribbles down, spin move up and no good for Dawson Boyd. Rebounded by number 20, Taylor Swinhagen for TMB. Now Trevor Smith has it for TMB. Passes over to Zick. Over to Nakamos, over to Trevor Smith for 3, and no good. Rebounded by TMB's number 20, Taylor Swinhagen. Gets it inside, Trevor Smith for the TMB, and he scores.
Well, the Blackjack got out hustled there.
Yeah, got out hustled for the rebound. Now Gunnar Liebel has it. Oh, and he loses it to the corner, but it's recovered by Carson Stratmone. Now to Gunnar. Now over to Jackson. Down inside to Boyd. Boyd dribbles in. Oh, and they foul him for a charge. Charge taken by Alex Munson, the TMB. That'll be the first foul on Dawson Boyd's Grayson Voigt.
Yeah, Grayson put his shoulder down a little bit and gave Munson a pretty good push.
Yep, really, really went into him on that back down there. Now Trevor Smith brings it up for TMB. Crosses the half-court line. He's guarded by Grayson Voigt. He gets it to the right wing. Munson for 3, and it's good. And that'll give TMB its first lead of the night. TMB 5, Dawson Boyd 2. Gunnar Liebel has it now for Dawson Boyd. He gets it over to Hastett. Back to Liebel. Back to over to Yomlin. Down to Stratmone. They call a foul underneath. I believe foul is on number 5, Alex Munson for TMB. He's guarding Boyd there.
Well, Smith, that was a nice-looking three-pointer for TMB. Pure shooter, Smith is.
Gunnar Liebel will inbound it for Dawson Boyd. He gets it to the top to Drew Yomlin for 3, and that's good. And a great match for three-pointers there by Drew Yomlin. It ties it up at 5. Now Trevor Smith will bring it up for TMB, guarded by Grayson Voigt. And they call, like I think they called a move, a legal screen, was it, on the bottom, on TMB, number 20, Taylor Swinhagen.
Swinhagen called for an illegal screen.
Number 21 for TMB, checks in, Riker Davis.
All tied up, 5-5.
Gunnar Liebel brings it up for Dawson Boyd. and he pulls up for a mid-range jump shot, and that's good.
4 points for Gunnar Liebel.
Alex Munson now brings it up for Dawson Boyd. Alex Munson guarded by Jackson Hasted. Over to Smith, back up top to Nakamoos. He drives left, kicks it back out of the top, tries to get past Liebel. Goes up inside for a two, no good. Rebounded by Drew Yamlin to Dawson Boyd.
That's Yamlin's third rebound here so far to start the game.
Gunnar Liebel gets it, goes inside to Boyd. Boyd can't finish first time, gets his own rebound and put back, and that's good. That'll make the score 9-5 for Dawson Boyd.
Nice effort by Boyd.
Alex Munson has now caught at half court, and it's still knocked out of bounds. That last touch by Drew Yamlin. TMB retains possession.
9-5. Dawson Boyd leading TMB here early on.
Alex Munson to inbound for TMB. He gets it to the right wing to Trevor Smith, who pulls up for three. No good. And that ball hits off the rim and goes out of bounds. It'll go over to Dawson Boyd.
Boy, they're really getting after it early on here, aren't they, Mitchell?
Yep, really physical on both ends. Gunnar Liebel will bring it up now for Dawson Boyd. He heads towards the right wing. Gunnar Liebel now receives a screen from Brayson Boyd. Gunnar had the ball knocked out of his hands, but a foul was called, I believe, on TMB's number two, Griffin Zick. That's his first foul of the game.
4-point lead for Dawson Boyd, 13:59 to play.
Gunnar Liebel has it now for Dawson Boyd at the top of the key, dribbles right, passes to Drew Yamlin, who has it on the right wing. Drew heads back into the lane, goes up for a shot, no good. Rebounded by Drew Yamlin, gets his own rebound over to Brayson Boyk. The cross-court pass to Gunnar Liebel. Liebel goes up, and it's good off the glass.
Gunnar Liebel, 6 points for Liebel here in the first half.
Noah Nakamoos has it now, Trevor Smith has it now for TMB, who passes to the right wing over to Alex Munson. Munson dribbles left, gets it to the top of the key, dribbles into the lane, passes it off, and it's loose on the floor, stolen by Gunnar Liebel, made a great play to keep it in bounds. Now Drew Yamlin has it on the right wing. Drew drives in the lane and scores. Now it's 13-5, Dawson Boyd.
Nice transition there for the Blackjacks.
Griffin Zick has now left wing for TMB. Griffin drives left, gets into the lane, goes up, and it's blocked by Liebel. Out of bounds, TMB retains possession. Number four, Connor Lenoir, checks in for TMB. He replaces Noah Nakamoos. TMB to inbound it now. Gets it into the corner to Zick for three. And that's no good, but Zick gets the offensive rebound. TMB at top of the key for three, no good. Rebounded by Jackson Hasted, who gets it over to Gunnar Liebel. Cross-court pass to Carson Stratmon. He passes it back to Gunnar Liebel, who gets it to Drew Yamlin. Passed it to Stratmon in the corner for three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Boyd to Liebel at the top of the key. Good for three. Now 16-5, Dawson Boyd. I think they're on an 11-0 run right now.
They are, 11-0 run. Gunnar Liebel's on fire.
Alex Munson has it now for TMB, who drives left, guarded by Jackson Hasted. Passes it back out to Riker Davis, who gets it over to Connor Lenoir. Over to Griffin Zick, back to Lenoir. Lenoir drives into the paint and scores for the layup for TMB. Now Dawson Boyd will inbound it. Drew Yamlin will bring it up the court for Dawson Boyd. Drew Yamlin gets it over to Jackson Hasted, who goes into the lane and scores.
What a play by Hasted.
No one picked Hasted up from TMB, and he was able to get right to the rim. Now Munson has. He goes inside, pass out of range, tipped by Gunnar Liebel, but it will go out of bounds. TMB will retain possession.
Wow, that was a nice play by Hasted. He found the opening and went right to the basket.
Number 14, Aiden Haugen, checks in for TMB. He replaces Riker Davis. Alex Munson has it in the corner for three off the inbound pass. No good. Rebound is foul on Aiden Schweinhaugen of TMB on the rebound. It'll go back to Dawson Boyd. Grayson Boyd will inbound it for Dawson. He gets it over to Gunnar Liebel. Liebel will bring it up the court.
Blackjacks lead 18-7.
Gunnar has it now on the right wing. Receives the screen, gets it to the top of the key, looks inside to Boyd, who gives it right back to Liebel on the drive, and he goes in for a layup, and it's good.
Nice pass by Boyd to Liebel.
Really good give and go there by the Blackjacks. Now Trevor Smith has it for TNB. Oh, and a reaching foul was called on Dawson Boyd's Gunner Liebel. It'll be his first foul.
What a crowd here tonight in Tracy. Place is packed.
Alex Munson will inbound it for TMB. Gets it in the corner to Smith. Smith with the pump fake and then the shot from three, and it's good. And that'll make the lead 20-10 for Dawson Boyd. Gunner Liebel will inbound it. Gets it to Brayson. And Brayson will bring it up the court. Pass it into the corner to Bo Johnson, who's checked into the game for the Blackjacks. Now Liebel has it at the top of the key. Liebel dribbling, gets into the lane, and it's stepped away by McKee, but Dawson gets it back. Now Stratmon has it. Back out to Yamlin. He gets it to Bo Johnson in the corner for three, and that's good.
Bo Johnson for three.
And now Alex Munson has it for TMB. He just has no left wing. He tries to get it inside. Good defense by Bo Johnson. He passes it away, and Dawson Boyd gets a steal. Gunnar Liebel now brings it up. Hits Drew Yamlin on the right wing for three. No good. Rebounded by Aiden Schwenhagen of TMB. Now Trevor Smith has it for TMB. He brings it up and he pulls up from three. No good. Rebound goes long to Gunner Liebel, who's out and running. Hits Boyd on the other end for a layup, and that's good.
Oh, fast break there for Dawson Boyd.
And we have a timeout called by TMB, who trailed 25-10 with 10:17 left here in the first half. We'll be right back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Of course, brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul.
Welcome back to TMB, and we've got a score 25-10 in favor of Dawson Boyd. TMB has now out of the after the timeout. They get it low inside. It's stolen away by Jackson Hasted. Drew Yellman has it now for Dawson Boyd. He brings it up the floor. He gets into the lane and scores with an easy layup. Now they score 27-10, Dawson Boyd. Or, yeah, 27-10, yep, for Dawson Boyd.
A couple fast breaks here for the Blackjacks.
Trevor Smith has it now for TNB on the left wing, and they call a reaching foul. I believe that foul is on Drew Yamlin to Dawson Boyd. That'll be his first. Only the third team foul on Dawson Boyd. Alex Munson now to inbound it for TNB. Jackson Hasted guarding the inbounds play for Dawson Boyd. They get it to number two, Griffin Zick for TNB. Wing goes left to Alex, passes up to Alex Munson, who drives left baseline and goes for a reverse finish. Oh. No good. Rebounded by Jackson Hasted and Dawson Boyd to Gunner Liebel, who gets it off to Bo Johnson on a fast break. And shot was blocked by Aiden Schwenhagen, but off the backboard and in for Dawson Boyd.
I thought they were going to call it goaltending.
I did too. Aiden Schwenhagen gets the ball inside for TMB, and he scores. Make it 29-12, Dawson Boyd. Now Drew Yamlin has it on the left wing. He dribbles inside, passes it out to Liebel. Liebel takes it base lane, Zick of TMB, who gets it up to Trevor Smith on the right wing. Trevor drives drives to the lane, passes it off to Zick, who goes in for a layup, and it's good. 29-14, Dawson Boyd. Now Gunner Liebel has it, dribbling up the right side for Dawson Boyd. Passes over to Bo Johnson, who gets it to Brayson Boyd, to Jackson Hasted, to Drew Yamlin, to Gunner Liebel, back outside to Jackson Hasted for three, and that's good for Dawson Boyd. Now Trevor Smith has it for TMB on the left wing. He drives to the center and pulls up for three, and that's good for TMB.
Wow.
Posting straight in three-pointers here, and Dawson Boyd leads 32-17. Gunner Liebel will bring it up the left wing for Dawson Boyd, who passes it off to the corner to Bo Johnson. Passes it to Drew Yamlin, who gets it to Jackson Hasted, who curls in. Passes it back out to Drew Yamlin, top of the key for three, and that's good for Dawson Boyd.
Yamlin with 2 3-pointers in the first half here. 8 minutes to play.
Now Alex Munson brings it up for TMB. And he's double teamed by Dawson Boyd back at the half court line to get it off to Aiden Schwenhaugen. And the pass is stolen by Grayson Boyd, but it's out of bounds, I believe. And so it'll stay with TMB.
Yeah, the referee was standing right there with Corey Larson when Grayson touched the ball and his foot was right on the out of bounds line.
So it'll be TMB's ball. Noah Nakamuse to pass it in for TMB. They get it to number 4 and Connor Linole. Linole has it on the left wing. Receives a screen from Schwenhaugen. Gets to the top of the key. Pulls up for a long two, and that's no good. Rebounded by Brayson Boyd for Dawson Boyd. And Brayson will bring it up the floor himself. Gets to the top of the key. Goes left. Passes to Astid on the baseline. No one's covering it for TMB. Goes in for a layup, and that's good. Plus a foul. Now Hasted will go to the free throw line for a chance at a 3-point play for Dawson Boyd.
What a play by the sophomore Jackson Hasted. Drove the baseline. Big collision and the basket went in.
Now Jackson Hasted goes to the free throw line. This will be the first free throws for Dawson Boyd here tonight. Carson Stratmullen checks in for Bo Johnson to Dawson Boyd. Jackson gets the ball for his free throw attempt. And shot free throw is up, and it's good for Dawson Boyd. And that'll cap off a 3-point play for Jackson Hasted. Makes the score 38-17 with 7 minutes and 32 seconds left here in the first half.
Good minutes here for Hasted. Yeah, he already has 8 points here in the first half.
Trevor Smith has it now for TMB. He has it at the top of the key. Guarded by Boyd. And Trevor will pull up for 3, and that's no good. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd's Drew Yaman. Drew brings it up the floor, gets it to Hasted, who kicks it to the corner for Boyk for 3. And that's good for Dawson Boyd. Now Trevor Smith will have it for TMB on the right wing, and TMB will call a timeout, their second of the first half. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Drew Yaman. I play for Blackjack Basketball, and you're listening to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Welcome back to TMB. Coming out of the timeout, scores Dawson Boyd 41, TMB 17, 7 minutes and 5 seconds left. Dawson Boyd, three-pointers are really starting to fall here for Dawson Boyd here in the first half.
Yeah, their Blackjacks have really opened it up now, 41-17, thanks to Hasted and Lebel. And Yamlin with 10 points. Gunner Lebel with 11. Hasted with 8. They're running the floor well, too.
So now TMB will inbound, and they get it in to number 5, Alex Munson, for TMB. He brings it up guarded by Boyk. Passes it off to number 3, Noah Nakamuse, for TMB. Gets it to number 4, Connor Linole, who drives in. And he kicks it back out and knocked out of bounds by Jackson Hasted.
Hasted's playing the game of his life right now. He's all over the place.
Riker Davis checks back in for Aiden Schwenhaugen. Now TMB inbounding the ball here. They try and get it in. Struggling to get it in to number 4, Connor Linole, in the left corner. They pass it up to Alex Munson on the left wing. Alex dribbles to the center of the court. Passes it off to number 31, Dalton Timmerman. They gets it in the corner to Noah Nakamuse, who gets it to Connor Linole. Linole pulls up from the right wing, and that's good. That's just a two-pointer, a long two for TMB. Now Dawson Boyd has it. Jackson Hasted has it on the left wing. Passes it to Gunnar Lebel, who goes to Drew Yamlin. Passes it off to Brayson Boyd, who gets right back to Drew Yamlin for a layup, and that's good.
Wide open. Beautiful pass from Boyd to Yamlin.
Now TMB brings it up. Alex Munson has it on the right wing. He dribbles to the right corner, passes it off to Noah Nakamuse, who passes it to number 31, Dalton Timmerman. The TMB gets it back to Alex Munson on the right wing. Alex dribbles to the center, passes it to Noah Neckler's down the corner, passes it over to number four, Connor Leneau, who gets into the lane, throws up a shot, no good, rebounded by Drew Yamlin. Drew Yamlin brings up the score, hits Brayson Boyk on the right corner, passes Drew Yamlin on the right wing for three, and that's good.
Wow. Drew Yamlin with 15 points.
Now, Connor Leneau has it for TMB. He has it on the right wing. He's guarded by Gunnar Liebel. Leneau dribbles left, gets into the lane, kicks it into the corner to Dalton Timmerman. Dalton gets it, passes it back out to Alex Munson, who's on the left wing. Alex goes to the left corner, and he gets it inside to number 21, Ranker Davis, who gets it back to Munson. Munson pulls up for three from the corner, no good. Rebounded by Drew Yamlin, who gets it to Jackson Hasted. Passes up the court to Carson Stratmon, who juggles the ball, and it goes out of bounds, and it'll go back to PMB.
46-19. 46-19, Blackjack.
PMB to inbound it now. They get to Noah Nakamuz. Noah brings it up slowly. He's at half court now, guarded by Carson Stratmon and Dawson Boyd. And he passes left to Trevor Smith on the left wing, guarded by Brayson Boyk. Trevor drives baseline, spins, no good, and he's fouled by Brayson Boyk on the reach-in. That'll be Brayson's second foul.
What a crowd we have here tonight in Tracy for this Camden Conference Boys Basketball Championship.
Now Bo Johnson will check into the game for Jackson Hasted. TMB to inbound it, and they get it in to number 21, Riker Davis. Riker has it, dribbles to the center, passes out to Alex Munson on the left wing. Alex dribbles to the top of the key, tries to get inside to Riker Davis, and does. Riker goes up, and that scores for TMB.
That's Davis's first basket for TMB.
Now for Dawson Boyd, he dribbles up the right wing, dribbles over to the top of the key, gets a screen from Drew Yamlin, pass it back to Drew Yamlin, atop the key for three, and that's good.
Drew Yamlin, nuts.
Now Trevor Smith has it for TMB on the right wing, guarded by Boyd.
18 points for Yamlin.
Boyd drives into the lane, goes up, and shot no good.
Another rebound for Yamlin.
Yamlin has it, dribbles up the court, gets to the right wing, cross court to Carson Stratmon, who gets it to Boyk at top key, gets it to Gunner on the left corner, goes, who drives into the lane, shot nothing for TMB. He dribble move, drives to the lane, and is fouled. I believe that's Drew Yamlin picking up his second foul now.
Yamlin must have a double-double already, dominating the boards defensively with rebounds. Like I said, he has 18 points.
Now TMB will inbound it.
49-21, Dawson Boyd.
Riker Davis has it now for TMB. Gets it to Munson, who pulls up from three on the right wing, and that's good. And now Gunnar Liebel inbounds it to Brayson Boyk. Boyk will bring it up. He's at the left wing right now. Dribble move, gets into the center of the lane. Passes out to Carson Stratmon on the right wing. He gets it to Yamlin on the corner. He gets it back to Stratmon for three, and that's good.
That's Carson Stratmon's first point of the game.
Now TMB quickly up the floor, gets it to number two, Griffin Zick, who drives into the baseline and scores, and is fouled.
Nice drive there by the guard, Zick.
Aiden Schwenhaugen checks back in for TMB. Griffin Zick at the free throw line. I believe this is the first time TMB is at the free throw line today, tonight. And free throw is up, and no good. Rebounded by Brayson Boyk. Now Boyk will bring it up the floor for Dawson Boyd. He's at the left wing. Dribbles into the lane and goes up for a layup. No good, but he is fouled. That should send Brayson Boyk to the free throw line for Dawson Boyd.
When Brayson decides to go to the basket, get out of the way.
Foul was on number 14, Aiden Schwenhaugen for TMB. That his second foul. Now Boyk at the line for two.
52-26, Dawson Boyd leading.
Boyk's first free throw is no good. Now Boyk gets the ball for his second free throw attempt. Free throw is up and good for Dawson Boyd. 1-2 at the line there for Boyk, and the score is 53-26 with 3 minutes and 5 seconds here left to play in the first half. Team B has it, gets it to Zick, who drives into the lane and misses the layup for TMB, rebounded by Aiden Schwenhaugen, who gets it to Trevor Smith. And that's blocked by Drew Yamlin. who gets it to Lebo on the left wing. Lebo spins, and they call him for a travel. So that'll put the ball back over to TMB.
That was a 3-on-1 there, and the Blackjacks couldn't convert.
Now TMB, this is Griffin Zick has it. He passes it to Alex Munson. Munson brings it up the left side of the court. And he picks up his dribble, passes it over to Griffin Zick at the top of the key. Zick with the ball, drives into the lane, stops the free throw line, passes off to Schwenhagen, loses it, and goes out to Alex Munson for TMB, who drives into the lane, no good, rebounded by Bo Johnson, who gets it to Boyk, who gets up the floor to Stratmon, out and running, and that layup is good.
That was a beautiful fast break for the Blackjacks.
Smith has it now, for TMB, and he loses it, going by Boyk, who gets the Yaman up to Stratmon for another fast break opportunity, and that layup is good.
Wow. This is impressive, Mitchell. Blackjacks are off and running, 57-26.
Noah Nakamuz has it now for TMB. Pulls into the lane, pulls up for a mid-range jump shot. No good. Rebounded by Brayson Boyk. What a rebound by Brayson there. Now Liebel has it on the left corner. Drives baseline. No good. Rebounded by Boyk. And that attempt is no good. Now Trevor Smith has it for TMB. He gets left wing. Pulls up for three. No good. And they're saying just a missed shot. Going out of bounds. We go back to Dawson Boyk. Gunnar Liebel favoring his lower back.
He hit the foot in for that layup. Hope he's going to be okay.
So Gunner comes out for Dawson Boyk. Jackson Hasted will bring it up the floor for Dawson. He's at the right wing now. And he gets inside to Yamlin, who has it bad out of bounds, but he is fouled. And that'll send Dawson Boyk to the free throw line for a 1-1 with them in the bonus. I believe that foul was on number 15, Trevor Smith. For TMB, that'll be his first.
A minute 35 to play before a halftime. We'll have our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up.
Drew Yaman has it for first free throw. Shot is up and no good. Rebounded by TMB. And they bring it up for it. Griffin Zick has now on the right wing. Drives into the lane. Goes up for a layup. And that's good. And a foul.
Griffin Zick, the guard for TMB, with a fast move to the basket.
Now Zick will have a chance for a three-point play. Ball for his free throw attempt. Free throw is up and good. That's a three-point play there for TMB. And now Boyk will bring it up the floor for Dawson. Boyk slowly brings it up the floor for Dawson. He has it on the left wing, passed over to the right wing to Carson Stratmon, who dribbles into the lane, kicks it into the left corner to Jackson Hasted, who drives baseline, kicks it out to the left wing to Drew Yaman, who gets it over to Carson Stratmon. Now to Boyk. Now to Bo Johnson in the corner, who drives baseline and good for Dawson Boyk on the layup.
Bo Johnson with 7 points.
Alex Munson has it now for TMB, drives left, gets it into the corner to, for TMB. Now Griffin Zick has it for three, and that's good. Now Drew Yaman has it for Dawson Boyk. He gets it up to Carson Stratmon, who gets it back to Drew, back to Carson. Carson shoots for three, and that is no good. Rebounded by Boyk, and puts back is good. Now TMB has it. Number four, Connor Lenoir for TMB. Passes it to Alex Munson, who gets it to Griffin Zick. Zick drives baseline, spin move, and is fouled. We got a 1-1 coming up for TMB, with TMB being in the bonus. Foul was on number 12, Jackson Hasted, his first. Now Griffin Zick will be at the free throw line for a 1-1. Shot is up and good. And he'll get a second free throw here. And
a lot of Dawson Boyk fans here tonight.
Second free throw attempt by Zick is no good. Rebounded by Drew Yaman, and now Boyk will bring it up the floor with the shot clock turned off. 20 seconds remaining in the first half. Boyk has it, and he has it at the right wing. He's just holding it. Going to take up as much time as he can. And Boyk now should go with about 10 seconds left here in the first half. And Boyk goes, passes into the right corner to Stratmon. Stratmon dribbles left, gets it to Boyk. Boyk drives into the lane, dishes it in the corner to Yaman for three. No good. And that'll do it for the first half. Your score at halftime, Dawson Boyk 61, Tracy Milroy Ballaton 33.
And we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report right after this.
Sports, brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson, 769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-268-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
And welcome back. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report from Tracy Area High School down here in Tracy. And your score at halftime of this Camden Conference Championship game, Dawson Boyd 61, TMB 33.
A 28-point lead, Mitchell. What's your thoughts on that first half?
Well, Dawson Boyd, so what they've done all season. They've really attacked the boards and rebounded. They've got out and run, especially later in the second, in the first half here. They really got out in transition, it felt like, and they're shooting lights out from the three-point line. They really showed up ready to go tonight.
Yeah, Yamlin, he's dominating the boards, Drew Yamlin, huh?
Yeah, Yamlin's done a really nice job of rebounding for Dawson Boyd. The same with Jackson Hackett, who's given him good quality minutes. Same with Bo Johnson. Bo Johnson coming off the, I think he's the lone bench player for Dawson Boyd coming off the bench. He's got 7 points here in the first half. He's had a nice three-pointer for Dawson. Got a nice layup for him. And Paul, you want to go through the scores in the first half?
All right, for Dawson Boyd, Gunnar Lebo has 11 points. Bo Johnson with 7. Carson Stratmone with 7 points. Grayson Boyd has 10. Jamal leads the Blackjacks in scoring with 18. Jackson Hasgood with 8 points. For TMB, Griffin Zick with 11. He leads the Panthers in scoring. Connor Lanoux with 4 points. Alex Munson with 6. Aiden Schwenhelden with 2. Trevor Smith with 8. Riker Davis with 2 points. That's your scoring here in the first half for both DMB and Dawson Boyd.
Well, we'll go through the section section tournament. The bracket came out today with the seedings for Saturday's basketball game, so we can go through those here real quick. For the play-in games starting on Thursday in the North, the 8-seed McCray will host the 9-seed YME, and the 7-seed Lakeview will host the 10-seed Canby. Those are your play-in games for the on the north side of the Section 3A tournament bracket. And for the Section 3A South play-in games, the 8-seed Adrian Ellsworth will play at Red Rock Central, the 9-seed, on Thursday. And then Edgerton, the 7-seed, will host the 10-seed Huron Lake Okabena Holdup on Thursday. And then on Saturday, the first round begins for the Section 3A tournament. The one seed belongs to the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. In the north, Dawson will play the winner of the McCray-YME play-in game. That game will be at 11 o'clock on Saturday, that game being played in Montevideo. And the second game from Montevideo in the north, the 4-seed Wabasso will play the 5-seed Mineota. And the third game from Montevideo on Saturday, Central Minnesota Christian, the 2-seed, will play the winner of the second play-in game on Thursday, Lakeview and Canby. And for the final game on Saturday from Montevideo, RCW, the 3 seed, will play the 6 seed, Lackawanna Valley Eagles. And now for the South, these games will be played from Worthington High School. The 1 seed in the South, River Creek, they will play on Saturday. The winner of the 8 and 9 matchup in the play-in game between Adrian Ellsworth and Red Rock Central. That first game will be at 11 o'clock on Saturday from Worthington High School. In the second game, the 4 seed, Southwest Minnesota Christian, will play the 5 seed of Westbrook Walnut Grove. In the 2 seed in the South, RTR will play the winner of the second play-in game in the South on Thursday between Edgerton and Huron Lake Okabena Fulda. And the final game on Saturday from Worthington High School in the South, the 3 seed TMB will play the 6 seed Murray County Central. And that will be the bracket, or that'll be the bracket for the Section 3A boys basketball tournament. And just a brief note for tomorrow, the girls Section 3A basketball tournament will be played in Montevideo. The first game for Montevideo tomorrow night will be the 1 seed Central Minnesota Christian playing the 4 seed Lakeview in the girls bracket on the north side of things. And the second game from Montevideo in the north, the 2 seed McCray will play the 3 seed Mineota. And those two games being played from Montevideo High School tomorrow night. The first game starting at 6, and then second game Mineota and McCray at 7:30 or whenever, or yep, around that time tomorrow night.
And we'll be covering that 7:30 game tomorrow night,
yep,
from Montevideo.
Paul and I will be calling the Mineota McCray girls game.
Hopefully, I got my voice back by then.
Yeah, hopefully Paul's voice is healed up and ready to go for tomorrow night.
I'm struggling, Mitchell, but you're doing a fantastic job with the play-by-play.
If not, I guess I'll have to step up again and do it again tomorrow night. But
doing a great job.
And then for the South and the 3A girls bracket tomorrow, these games being played in Worthington High School, the 1 seed Hills Beaver Creek will play the 4 seed Westbrook Walnut Grove, and the 2 seed Adrian Ellsworth will play the 3 seed Southwest Minnesota Christian. Those games being played tomorrow for the Section 3A North, or Section 3A girls bracket.
Okay.
Well,
yes, and just want to mention we got state wrestling coming up Thursday from the XL Energy Center. We'll be covering the Canby Lancers team in state wrestling Thursday morning at 9 o'clock. Dick Newman and Danny Lee with the call. And good luck to the Canby Lancer wrestling team. And then individuals Thursday and Friday. We'll have that as well. We're covering Team United individuals, Canby and Mineota individuals in the state. So it should be a fun time.
And that'll do it for your Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report from Tracy Area High School. We'll take a couple-minute break and be right back with the second half of this Camden Conference boys basketball game between Dawson Boyd and TMB after this.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over. Because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry. And I have a black and white room that's ready. And my main room is full of color. And I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available. And I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook.
Welcome back to Tracy Area High School. This is Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty from Tracy Area High School, calling the Camden Conference boys basketball game between Dawson Boyd and TMB. And your starters for this second half. First for Dawson Boyd, number 0, Gunnar Liebel. Number 3, Carson Stratmone. Number 5, Brayson Boyk. Number 10, Drew Yomland. And number 12, Jackson Hasted. And for TMB, your starters in the second half, number 2, Griffin Zick. Number 3, Noah Nakamuz. Number 5, Alex Munson. Number 15, Trevor Smith. And number 20, Taylor Schwinhaugen.
A 28-point lead for Dawson Boyd, and this is for the Camden Conference Boys Championship game.
Yeah, Dawson Boyd going for the Camden Conference Championship. Second half with your score, Dawson Boyd 61, TMB 33. And now Griffin Zick has it at the top of the key for TMB, dribbles to the left, Pass it off to Alex Munson, who brings it back to the top of the key. Alex drives into the lane. Guarded by Jackson Hestead. Alex shows up, shot no good. Rebounded by Drew Yamlin. Gunnar Liebel has it now for Dawson Boyd, who crosses the half-court line. Kicks it to Carson Stratmon in the right corner. Gets it with the Boyk, who gets it to Hestead. Over to Yamlin. Yamlin has it on the left wing. Gets it to Liebel at the top of the key. Down to Boyk. Back out to Stratmon. Back over to Liebel. Liebel has it, dribbles left, kicks it back to Drew Yamlin, top of the key for three, and that bounces out, no good. Rebounded by TMB's Trevor Smith. Trevor Smith has it for TMB, gets it into the lane, dribbles up, pulls up for a mid-range jump shot, no good. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd's Drew Yamlin.
That was the 10th rebound from Yamlin.
Yamlin gets it in the corner to Stratmon, who gets it to Liebel in the wing. Back out to Yamlin on the wing, over to Stratmon in the corner for three, and that's no good. Rebounded by TMB's number three, Noah Nakamoose, who brings it up the court, drives into the lane, goes for a layup, no good, rebounded, still loose, and rebounded by Noah Nackles in the corner for TMB, who kicks it to Alex Munson for three, no good, rebounded by Taylor Schwenhagen, who heads in the lane, kicks it back out to Griffin Zick. Griffin Zick dribbles right, gets into the lane, goes in for a layup, and that's no good, rebounded by Dawson Boyd's Drew Yamlin, who gets it to Jackson Hastead. As the dribbles in, kicks it to Drew Yamlin on the right wing for three, and that rattles home for Dawson Boyd.
Drew Yamlin, 21 points and 13 rebounds right now.
Trevor Smith has it for TMB, kicks it inside Alex Munson, who kicks it out to Noah Nakamoose for TMB, who dribbles into the lane and kicks it back up. Trevor Smith tops the key for three, no good, rebounded, battled around, received by Jackson Hastead, kicks out the floor to Boyd, who slams it home for Dawson Boyd.
There's your slam dunk from Bryson Boyd. He's good for a couple each game.
Trevor Smith has it now for TMB on the right wing. He drives baseline, guarded by Boyd, gets in the lane, and throws up a shot, and that's good off the glass. And that's 2 points for TMB here. And Bryson Boyd has it now for Dawson Boyd. He brings it up the left wing. And Bryson with a quick dribble into the lane, and that's good for Bryson Boyd. Now TMB has it. Trevor Smith dribbling up the right court, the right wing. Trevor Smith has it, being guarded by Bryson Boyd. Trevor drives into the lane, and it throws up a shot. No good. Big rebound there by Drew Yamlin.
Drew is just dominating the boards.
Yamlin drives into the lane and throws up a shot, but that's blocked, but he's fouled. That should send, I believe, Drew Yamlin to the free throw line for two. Foul was on number five, Alex Munson for TMB. And Drew Yamlin will go to the free throw line for two shots.
At halftime, Yamlin had 18 points, four threes, and he had nine rebounds at half, two assists, and a block.
And a first free throw attempt by Drew Yamlin is up and good. Now he has 22 points this evening. Drew Yamlin has it for a second free throw attempt. Shots up and rattles off the rim. No good. Rebounded by number five, Alex Munson for TMB, who brings it up the court. Hits it to Noah Nakamoose in the left corner. Back to Munson. Gets it over to Griffin Zick. Zick at the top of the key. Dribbles in to the lane. And he drags his pivot foot. And at the travel, the possession will go back to Dawson Boyd.
69-35. What are the Blackjacks average about?
They average about 80 points
yep.
a game,
okay.
so he should easily make that here tonight. Now Gunnar Liebel has it for it. Kicks it to Carson Stratmon, over to Boyk, over to Hassid, over to Yamlin. Yamlin drives down, hits it to Boyk, easy underneath for a slam dunk. Boyk, second of the second half. Now TMB's Trevor Smith has it at the top of the key. Trevor picks up his dribble, gets it to Zick on the left wing, gets it down to Riker Davis, who shoots a shot over Drew Yamlin. No good. Rebounded by Gunnar Liebel.
TMB not really shooting well tonight.
Gunnar Liebel drives into the lane, kicks it to Hastead in the corner for three. That's good for Dawson Boyd. Score is now 74-35. Dawson Boyd. Munson has it. Drives into the lane, loses the ball, but he is fouled on a reach-in from Dawson Boyd's number 10, Drew Yamlin. That'll be the third foul for Drew here in tonight's game. And TMB will inbound it. They get it into Riker Davis, who gets it up to Trevor Smith on the right wing for TMB. Drives baseline, gets past Boyk, goes up and spins off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Riker Davis with TMB out. Munson for three. And that rattles home for TMB.
Good ball movement there by TMB.
Gunnar Liebel has it now on the right wing for Dawson Boyd. Dribbles to his left, passes it to Brayson Boyk on the left wing. Boyk kicks it to Hasted in the corner. Over to Boyk. Boyk hands it off to Hasted. Hasted has it, gets it to Yamlin in the corner. Yamlin gets into the lane, kicks it out to Liebel for three. And that's good for Dawson Boyd. And Trevor Smith will bring it up to the right wing for TMB. Trevor Smith will pull up for three for TMB, and that's no good off the front rim. Rebounded by Carson Stratmon. And he kicks it to Brayson Boyk, who gets it over to Drew Yamlin, who gets it to Gunnar Liebel on the left corner. Kicks it out to Carson Stratmon, top of the key. Drives into the lane. Floater is good for Carson Stratmon.
I tell you what, the Blackjacks, I'd like to know what their shooting percentage is. They're shooting the ball really well, aren't they?
Yeah, they're shooting the ball really good now as Dawson Boyd. And Alex Munson with a tough drive into the lane there for TMB. His shot attempt is good. Now makes the score 79-40. Now Boyk has the left corner for Dawson. Shoots a three. No good. Rebounded by number zero for Dawson Boyd, Gunnar Liebel, who spins in the lane, throws up a shot, and that's good. Now Noah Nakamuz brings it up the floor for TMB. Noah gets into the lane, picks up his dribble, looking for a teammate to pass to. Gets it to Alex Munson in the right corner, who pulls up from three from the left wing, and that's no good. Rebounded by Brayson Boyk.
81-40 the score. 81-40.
Brayson Boyk has it on the right wing, kicks it over to Carson Stratmon, who gets it to Drew Yamlin for three, and that's good.
The kid can't miss.
And now Trevor Smith will inbound it for TMB, and he gets it to Noah Nakamuz. Noah has it for TMB at just across half-court line. He drives into the lane, picks up his dribble, looking for a teammate to pass to, gets it out to Griffin Zick on the right wing. Zick, quick dribble move, drives into the lane, and he's fouled by Gunnar Liebel. That'll be the third foul on Gunnar Liebel here. Bo Johnson and Gunnar Olsen will check in for Dawson Boyd. They replace Jackson Hasted and Drew Yamlin. Alex Munson to inbound it now for TMB. He gets it into Riker Davis. He gets it to Trevor Smith, who pulls up for three, and that's no good. And it's rebounded by number three for Dawson Boyd, Carson Stratmon, who brings it up the floor. And he pulls up for three from the left wing, and that's no good. Rebounded by Alex Munson for TMB. Munson gets it to the left wing. Dishes it underneath to Davis, who uses bump fake and goes up, and his shot is good. Now Gunnar Liebel will bring it up for Dawson Boyd. Your score, 84-42. Dawson Boyd with 11:20 to play here in the second half. Gunnar has it. Receives a screen from Gunnar Olsen. Gunnar pulls up for a mid-range jump shot, and that's good.
18 for Gunnar Liebel and 18 for Brayson Boyk.
Alex Munson has it now for TMB. He drives into the lane, pulls up for a mid-range jump shot. No good. Gets his own rebound, then loses it. And the ball is on the floor. Rebound are given by Brayson Boyk, who gets up the floor to Gunnar Liebel for a fast break layup, and that's good. Now Trevor Smith has it for TMB, going on the right wing. Drives into the lane for Trevor Smith. The no shot attempt, no good. Rebounded by Boyk. And Boyk gets out and running, and no one picks him up for TMB, and his dunk attempt is no good. But it's rebounded by Carson Stratmon. Carson has it now. Carson has the top key, gets it over to the left wing to Gunnar Liebel. Passes it to the left corner to Brayson Boyk. Brayson dribbles in the lane, shot attempt up, and good. And now Alex Munson has it for TMB, bringing it up the floor.
Well, you got Yamlin with 25, Boyk and Gunnar Liebel with 20 each.
And a foul is called on number 33 for Dawson Boyd, Gunnar Olsen. That'll be his first.
90 points for Dawson Boyd. 90-42.
The score the first time these two teams matched up was 91-67 Dawson Boyd. Dawson already has 90 points here with 10 minutes to play in the second half. TMB gets it to Trevor Smith in the corner for three. No good. Rebounded by Gunnar Olsen. Passes off to Brayson Boyk, who will bring it up the floor for the Blackjacks. Brayson has it, drives into the lane, goes up for a layup, no good, rebounded by number 20, Taylor Schwenhagen. Gets it to Trevor Smith, who goes in for a layup attempt, and that is no good, but he's fouled.
Goaltending, I think.
Yeah, Trevor Smith threw a shot up off the glass, and it was blocked by Boyk after the foul was called, so they will count the basket, call goaltending. And foul was on Gunnar Olsen, his second. And so Trevor Smith will go to the line for TMB with one free throw attempt for a chance at a three-point play. Yomland and Hafted check back into the game for Dawson Boyd. Bo Johnson, Gunnar Olsen, and Gunnar Liebel out there as well for Dawson Boyd. Trevor Smith's free throw attempt is up and good. Now Hafted will bring the ball, or gets the ball from Yomland, who passes it over to Liebel, who gets it inside to Gunnar Olsen, who passes it back out to Gunnar Liebel. Liebel drives into the lane, kicks it to the left wing to Bo Johnson, who gets it to Jackson Hafted. Hafted drives into the lane with a pull-up jump shot, no good. And that's rebounded by Trevor Smith at TMB. Trevor Smith has it now. Gets to the center of the lane. Goes up for a tough layup shot. No good. Rebounded by Bo Johnson. Gets it to Gunnar Liebel, who gets it out ahead to Drew Yaman for the layup. And that's good for Dawson Boyd.
27 points for Yaman.
Griffin Dick has it for TMB. Kicks it into the corner. Number 4, Connor Leno. Shot up attempt. No good. Gunnar Liebel with the rebound. Liebel picks it all the way up the floor. No one picked him up for TMB, and his layup is good.
Nobody even guarded him.
Now Trevor Smith has it for TMB on the right wing. Trevor Smith drives into the lane. Layup is up and no good, but he is fouled.
Well, 94 points for Dawson Boyd. And we got 9 minutes to play. 9 minutes to play in the game. 94-45.
Jackson Hafted with the foul there. That's his second. Trevor Smith to the free throw line. First free throw is up and good. And Dalton Timmerman checks in for TMB. And Trevor Smith's second free throw attempt is up, and that rattles home for TMB. Grayson Boyk and Cade Solem check into the game for Dawson Boyd. They replace Bo Johnson and Gunnar Liebel. Drew Yaman to inbound for Dawson Boyd. Grayson Boyk has it. And Grayson brings it up the floor. He's at the right wing. Receives a screen from Gunnar Olsen. And he drives in the lane, kicks it to the corner. And that rattles out, no good. Rebounded by Yaman, who gets it to Boyk, and that layup is good. Connor Leno has it now for TMB. Kicks it over to Alex Munson, who pulls up from three, and that's no good. Rebounded by Timmerman. Timmerman shot attempt, no good. Rebounded by Gunnar Olsen. Drew Yaman has it now for Dawson Boyd. Yaman pulls up from three, and that's good.
Drew Yaman cannot miss.
I don't know if Drew has missed a three-pointer so far in this game.
That gives him 30 points.
Leno spins for TMB, kicks it out to Taylor Schwenhaugen, who kicked it to Dalton Timmerman, who gets it to Alex Munson, who drives baseline. And now Connor Leno has it. Connor Leno drives to the baseline, pulls up from mid-range, no good. And Grayson Boyk was fouled on the rebound attempt by Dalton Timmerman of TMB. So possession will go over to Dawson Boyd.
Look at the scoreboard. That's crazy.
99-47 with 7 minutes and 40 seconds left to play here in the second half. Dawson Boyd leads.
Watching the NBA game.
Hafted has it, drives baseline. Shot is blocked by 14, Aiden Schwenhaugen of TMB. Alex Munson has it now, gets it to Dalton Timmerman, who goes in the corner to Connor Leno, who gets it inside to Aiden Schwenhaugen, who shoots over Gunnar Olsen for Dawson Boyd, and is good. Grayson Boyk has it now for Dawson Boyd. Kicks over to Drew Yaman, who gets it to Cade Solem on the left wing. Cade dribbles right, passes to Drew Yaman, gets it to Gunnar Olsen, back to Drew. Drew has it, drives into the lane, kicks it out to Grayson Boyk on the right wing. Cross-court pass to Cade Solem in the corner for three, and that's no good. Rebounded by number 20, Taylor Schwenhaugen of TMB. Alex Munson has it now for TMB at the top of the key. He gets it inside to Aiden Schwenhaugen, who gets it in the corner to Dalton Timmerman for three, and that rattles out, no good. Rebounded by Drew Yaman of Dawson Boyd. And Drew Yaman has it now, kicks it to Cade Solem on the right, in the right corner. Cade gets it to Yaman, passes over to Grayson Boyk, who gets it over to Drew Yaman, over to Boyk. Boyk spins inside, goes in for a layup, and that's good for Dawson Boyd.
Oh, was that athletic? Oh, my goodness.
And that'll make it 101-49. Dawson Boyd leads, 6:20 left in the second half. We have our running clock going now. Timeout substitution made by Dawson Boyd. We'll keep it here. Dawson Boyd emptying the bench here.
22 points for Liebel, 24 points for Poik, 30 points for Yaman.
Noah Nacklews has it. He kicks it in the right wing to Trevor Smith, who pulls up for three for RTMB, and that's no good, and it goes out of bounds. Possession will go over to Dawson Boyd. Dawson Boyd on the floor right now. Number one, Bo Johnson. Number two, Cade Solem. Number 33, Gunnar Olsen. Number three, Carson Stratmone. And number four, Mason Boston for Dawson Boyd. That's who they have on the floor. Bo Johnson has now top key. Kicks it over to Carson Stratmone on the right wing. Gets in the corner to Bo Johnson. Kicks it up to the top. Cade Solem over to Stratmone. Over to Mason in the left corner, who loses it, and it's stolen away by Trevor Smith at TMB. And that ball is knocked away by Bo Johnson, but Trevor gets it back for TMB. Munson has it now for TMB. He drives in his lane, layups up, and that rattles home for TMB. Score is 101-51 with 5 minutes left here in the second half. Carson Stratmone has it now for Dawson Boyd. Kicks it to the right wing to get Cade Solem, who gets it into the corner to Bo Johnson. Dribbles out past to Mason. Bothoon gets it over to Carson Stratmone. Inside to Gunnar Olsen. Gunnar Bender gets it over to Mason Boston, gets it over to Bo Johnson in the left corner, who passes to Cade Solem, who gets it inside Gunnar Olsen, goes through his hands, keeps it inbound, and he scores for Gunnar Olsen.
Nice move by Gunnar Olsen.
Alex Munson at it for TMB, gets up to number two, Griffin Zick, his layup no good, rebounded by Riker Davis, and now TMB shoots for three, that's Griffin Zick for three, and that's good. Now Carson Stratmone brings it up for Dawson Boyd. Carson has it on the right wing. He has moves to the top of the key. Drives into the lane, pulls up for three, and that's no rebounded by Alex Munson. Goes behind the back with the dribble, drives into the lane, and layups up and good for TMB. Now Cade Solem has it, who gets it up to Bo Johnson, who's on the fast break. Gets to Mason Bothman in the left corner. Over to Stratmone, over to Gunnar Olsen. Gunnar Olsen drives into the lane, layup no good. Rebounded by Trevor Smith for TMB. And Trevor Smith drives into the lane for TMB. Layup no good. Rebounded by Riker Davis, whose layup attempt is good for TMB.
103 points for Dawson Boyd.
Carson Stratmone has it now. Gets over to Gunnar Olsen, who shoots for three for Dawson Boyd. And that's no good. Rebounded by Alex Munson. Nice job by Alex Scorpion. High point that rebound. Munson has it. Drives all the way into the lane. Passes off to Riker Davis, who uses the pump fake. Gets the defender in the air. His shot attempts up and good for TMB.
We got a running clock. 103-60. Here's the score.
Now both teams emptying the bench fully here. For Dawson Boyd, number 32, Ace Larson, checks into the game. Number 11, Colton Bothoon, and number 20, Landon Keeman, checked in. And Ace Larson shoots for three for Dawson Boyd, and that rattles out no good. Rebounded by Aiden Schweinhaugen of TMB.
Oh, I thought that was going in for Larson.
Connor Lanoel has it now for TMB on the right wing. Passes over to Aiden Schweinhaugen. Gets it over to number 10, Cade Schweinhaugen. Gets it inside to Aiden. We lose the ball, and it saves it from going out of bounds now. Ace Larson has it on the fast break. And for Dawson Boyd, his layup's up and no good. Ace Larson will go to the free throw line for Dawson Boyd. That foul was on number 20, Taylor Schweinhaugen. Ace Larson at the line for Dawson Boyd. Ace's free throw attempt is up and good. Ace Larson gets the ball for his second free throw attempt. His shot is up, and that's good as well. 2 for 2 at the line there is Ace Larson.
Good free throw shooting.
Your score, 105-60. Dawson Boyd with under two minutes to play here in this game. TMB gets into the lane. Shot attempt is no good. Rebounded by Cade Solem for Dawson Boyd, who brings up the floor. Gets it to Colton Bothoon, who gets it to Cade Solem. Drives to the right. Passes it off to Colton Bothoon, who loses it in the lane. And it's on the floor, recovered by Cade Solem, who gets it to Landon Keeman, who drives the lane, layup up, and no good. Rebounded by number 31, Dalton Timmerman for TMB. Now Cade Schweinhaugen has it for TMB, kicks it over to Connor Lanoel in the left wing. Connor has it, pulls up from three from the top of the key, no good. And Aiden Schwenhagen gets an offensive rebound for TMB, and his shot attempt is good. Score is 105-62 with a minute 10 left here in the game. Now Mason Boffin has the top key, kicks over to Landon Keeman, who gets it to Ace Larson for Dawson Boyd. Now Cade Solom has it over to Landon. Gets it inside to Colton, and it's knocked away by TMB, and it goes out of bounds. Possession will stay with Dawson Boyd. 16 seconds left on the shot clock. We're under a minute to play from Tracy. Elijah Lightfoot, Cy Sanders, and Kevin Vasquez, and Hayden Omen check in for TMB. Dawson Boyd.
44 seconds left.
Dawson Boyd inbounding, and they get inside to Colton, who gets it to Landon in the corner. Who gets it to Ace Larson, who gets it to Colton Boffin in the corner. Colton passes it over to Landon, and that passes wide, goes out of bounds, and possession will go over to TMB.
What a game. Dominating performance by Dawson Boyd.
Cade Schwenhagen has it now for TMB. Now Hayden Ullman has it. Now back to Cade with 15 seconds left. And passes it off to 25, Cy Sanders. And Cade Schwenhagen has it in the corner for three. No good. Rebounded by Hayden Ullman. His shot attempt, no good. Rebounded by number 40, Elijah Lightfoot. His shot attempt is good. And that'll do it. Your final score from Tracy High School, Dawson Boyd 105, TMB 64.
And the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, for the third year in a row, are Camden Conference boys basketball champions.
And with that, we will take a brief commercial break and be back with your Neon Needles postgame show right after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Hi, I'm Gunnar Liebel of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, and you listen to Blackjack Basketball on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, 12 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111
or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars to these counties through community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome back to the Neon Needles post-game show. I'm Mitchell Silty. I'm joined with Paul Ramo. Your final score from tonight's Camden Conference Boys Basketball Championship game, Dawson Boyd 105, Tracy Milroy Ballatin 64.
Big win for the Blackjacks. They needed this going into section play.
Yep, it's a big game for Dawson Boyd. They win their third straight Camden Conference Championship game. They won it 2 years ago versus RTR, and they won it last year versus Mineota, and now they win it this year versus TMB, and it should be a big confidence boost for Dawson Boyd heading into the section tournament that beginning on Saturday. Paul, you got any thoughts on the game?
Well, it was showtime. It was showtime. That's all I can think. Blackjacks, Yamlin couldn't miss. I don't know if he missed the three-point attempt.
Yamlin was on fire for three. How many threes did he have in tonight's game?
One, two, three, four, five.
Five three-pointers for Drew Yamlin tonight. And great performance by Dawson Boyd. Brayson Boyk also had 20-plus points for Dawson Boyd. And so did Gunnar Liebel. Brayson had two big dunks in the second half. And we'll go through the scoring for tonight's game. And first, Gunnar Liebel finished with 22 points in this game. Bo Johnson finished with 7. Carson Stratmon had 9. Brayson Boyk had 24. Drew Yamlin had 30. And Jackson Hasted had 11 points. And then Ace Larson had 2. And Gunnar Olsen also had 2 points. And then for TMB, Griffin Zick finished with 14 points for TMB.
I think he led the Panthers in scoring, didn't he?
I think Alex Munson had 15 for TMB. And then Trevor Smith finished with 13. Riker Davis finished with 8. Aiden Schwinhaugen finished with 6. Connor Lenoe finished with 4. Noah Nekmuz finished with 3 points.
Yep.
And that looks to be your scoring for TMB and Dawson Boyd.
Then we need to name a Neonito Subway player of the game.
Player of the game, I believe we chose Drew Yamlin for his performance tonight. Drew Yamlin, leading scorer for Dawson Boyd here tonight. I believe he is leading rebounder for Dawson Boyd as well here tonight. And Drew Yamlin finished with 30 points on the game.
I got him for 15 rebounds.
30 points and 15 rebounds for Drew Yamlin. He couldn't miss from three-point range. He knocked down 5 three-pointers tonight.
Yep, yep.
And so your Neon Needles Subway player, Dawson Boyd, Drew Yamlin.
And our A-plus cooperative play of the game.
And for our play of the game, I think we're going to go with two dunks by Brayson Boyk in the second half here of tonight's game really punctuated the win for Dawson Boyd here tonight. And so I guess we have two play of the games for Dawson Boyd tonight, Brayson Boyk's two dunk attempts.
All right. So a big win, 105-64. Camden Conference champions once again.
And this is three in a row.
Three in a row, yep. Three in a row. So what's up next? What are you doing next, Mitchell?
So tomorrow night, Paul and I will be in Montevideo for the subsection semifinals, we'll be in Montevideo for the subsection semifinals. We'll be calling the second game from Montevideo, that game being played between McRae and Mineota. And the first game tomorrow night, Central Minnesota Christian versus Lakeview. We are now joined with our player of the game for Dawson Boyd, Drew Yomland.
I got to get off his headset first there.
Okay. We got Drew's headset on. And can you hear us, Drew?
Can you hear us?
No.
They can't hear us. Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay.
Gotcha.
There you go.
I don't think you missed the three-pointer, did you?
Yeah, I think I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wrong then.
It's those lights out shooting from Drew Yomland tonight.
Yeah, we got you for 30 rebounds and 30 points, 15 rebounds.
All right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What's it feel like being Camden Conference champions again?
Oh, it's fun. Won it last year, so we had to make sure to defend it this year, and
we
came out hot and took care of business.
I kept on saying it's showtime. It's showtime. You guys run the floor so well. Talk about that.
Yeah. It's really nice when we got me and Brayson, especially Brayson and then Jackson. And we got a good size, so we get some boards, then we can get guys leaking and stuff. And we're really good at finding them down the court and get those fast break, get those easy ones.
Yeah, you guys, you dominated on the first half, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Drew, for tonight's game, a big win versus a tough opponent. What does a win like this do for your guys' confidence going into the section tournament beginning on Saturday for you guys?
Yeah, it's big. I mean, it's a good one because I know these guys are a great team, and you can't take these guys lightly, and we didn't. So it's good to see that, and for that to go into the playoffs, that we doesn't matter who we're playing, we're still going to come out firing.
Yeah, well, you've got an outstanding team, and section play starts on Saturday. You're the number one seed. You feel the pressure?
A little bit. I like to just go and have fun. I feel like we do better as a team if we just go play freely and not think that we have to do these things and have these certain expectations. We just go out and do our thing and see what happens.
Just have fun, right?
Yep.
Get a couple slam dunks in there, get the crowd fired up.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Brayson, what do you have, two slam dunks? He missed one.
Two slam dunks. He did miss the one, yep.
Yeah, he's a great player,
really
athletic.
Yep. Yeah, he's going to SMSU next year. Have you decided?
No, nope, I've not decided yet.
Okay. I thought we'd break news here, but we're not.
No.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. I lost my voice during the game, so Mitchell took over for me, so we're good. So,
all right.
Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
And let's get down to the seat.
Yeah, we'll try.
All right, thanks
for coming.
Yep. Drew Yomland. Go ahead, Mitchell.
That was Drew Yomland for Dawson Boyd, our player of the game, joining us there. And, so a big-time win for Dawson Boyd here this evening. They win the Camden Conference Championship game for the third year in a row, and they will go on to section play on Saturday. They're the number one seed in the North, and they will play the winner of a play-in game on
Couple
Thursday.
Play-in games, yeah.
Dawson Boyd will play the winner of McRae YME on Saturday. That game will be at 11 o'clock from Montevideo High School.
Yep.
And so our next broadcast will be tomorrow night from Montevideo High School. We will be calling the second of the two
Mineota and McRae
girls basketball. The first game will be Central Minnesota Christian and Lakeview, and those are the two games from the north side of the bracket. And on the south side of the bracket, Hills Beaver Creek will play Westbrook Walnut Grove. These games will be being played in Worthington High School. And the second game in the south, Adrian Ellsworth will play Southwest Minnesota Christian, who are the defending Section 3A champions from last year.
All right. Mitchell, I just want to thank you for doing the play-by-play tonight. My voice just couldn't do it, and you filled in nicely. You might have to do it tomorrow night, too.
Well, no problem, Paul. It was a good experience for me, and I Thank you for the opportunity to do that. And with that, we will wrap up our Neon Needles post-game show. The final score from tonight's Camden Conference Boys Championship game, Dawson Boyd, Belton 64. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibbel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludwigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM. Great music for Appleton, Holloway, Lewisburg, and Hantho right here on 92.1 FM Q92.
I've had choices since the day that I was born. There were voices that told me right from wrong. If I had listened, no, I wouldn't be here today, living and dying with the choices I've made.